Really interested in your thoughts on a couple of issues with the Gold Coast, Ken. Obviously, you know you were there and you know Gary very well. So from a cultural point of view, it's interesting that Rockets got in and obviously things haven't worked out for him. He said a number of things and he sort of alluded to them that their lack of footy knowledge to some degree or how to play the game the way he wants them to play. Can you give us a feel of how that group was coming along from a footy intelligence point of view, I suppose, when you left?
Yeah, I suppose. Look, they were in an okay position, but they'd had some challenges. Even last season, they were 7-2. I think at one point they were going along really well, so they weren't going horrible at that stage. You know, they've had a horrendous run of injuries, but their footy intelligence was okay. But they were learning to play a game style that Bluey was coaching, that Bluey wanted them to play. Now, from not being involved with Rocket, but knowing Bluey's game style, I would say they're significantly opposite as far as the way they'd go about the game that they'd play. I'm talking outside, not in the contest in any way, but yep. I would have thought that Bluey was a bit more the Mick Malthouse way because that's what he knew, and Rocket was his own. You know, if we think about the Bulldogs, when he coached them, they were quite courageous and fast through the middle, and, you know, they'd take the game on. So there's a transition going on there that the boys are trying to come up to. Well, hang on, this is what I used to do. I fall into that at the wrong time. That hurts them. And I think that, look, don't underestimate what the injuries have done to that footy club this year. I think, you know, the cultural stuff outside, off-field stuff, you know, I haven't been there for 2 or 3 years. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But, you know, it was an environment that was a little bit seducive to, you know, outside good times. And, you know,
you felt that, did you?
Oh, there's no doubt. Gold Coast is like that. Gold Coast is a holiday city. Yeah. Let's be honest. It's a place people go for holidays and good fun. And, you know, and that's what they're up there. And unfortunately for the young boys, that they get mixed up in a little bit of that. Wow. And the other thing with it, they weren't winning. They were never winning. Mm. So there was no real obligation, nothing really holding them on the road that they needed to stay on a little bit at times because they were trying to get this mental release. They were playing games. They were getting beat by. Yep. There was one game I was talking about today. At quarter time in a game at Telstra Dome against Essendon Football Club, they were 15 goals at quarter time, Essendon.
Yeah,
that was the day Kyle Roomers kicked eight.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and you go, hang on, how are these boys going to, you know, you talk about recovery from poor behaviour and poor losses and all those sorts of things. You know, they needed some time with it. They were trying to get a break. These were kids not ready to handle that pressure, and that's why, you know, the startup clubs are always going to have some challenges.
But just on that, no Gold Coast sporting franchise has been successful, really, has it? I mean,
Titans
have struggled. Basketball teams have come and gone.
The Bears.
Do you think that is partly to do with where, you know, the culture around the city or around the town?
Yeah, my view on it, Hutto, is that not just the sporting clubs come and go, people come and go. Mm-hmm. They move in and out of the Gold Coast as quick as you could believe, as far as, you know, lifestyle, and it's great to go there and live there for a little while and you enjoy it. I really enjoyed our time there as a family, but we're only there for 3 years, and I think that's, you know, a lot of the people there are only there for a shorter period of time, and, you know, the Gold Coast itself, the whole market, it fluctuates with tourism and people are in and out of there quite regularly, and you're right, no sporting team out there has been able to get a hold of it, you know, and it should be a place where you should be able to get some success, and I think the Suns have got the best opportunity because there's enough Victorians, ex-Victorians up there to give you a chance.